HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has started his four-day official visit to China, his first to the country since 2012. Well, earlier today, he met with the Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing, and our reporter Emily Keegan is accompanying the Taoiseach on this visit and joins us now from Beijing. Great to speak to you, Emily. So the Taoiseach met with the President earlier today. Can you tell us where that took place? Who else was in attendance? And what was said by both leaders?
Yeah, so this meeting took place in the Great Hall of the People here in Beijing, in the city. And the meeting was kind of going into it. The Taoiseach had outlined that the focus was going to be mainly on the trade relationship between the two countries and strengthening the bilateral relationship with China on terms of economic and trading relationship. Then it kind of in broader terms, topics like the EU-China relations and the shared global challenges were discussed as well. This obviously comes at a time where trade relations are kind of getting a bit more tense between the EU and China. And we saw just a number of weeks ago that China imposed tariffs of up to almost 43% on EU dairy products. And that was in response to the bloc's tariffs on electric vehicles, with a lot of them naturally coming from China. So that was one of the main things that the Taoiseach did bring up today. And he had said that the president said that this was an initial move and that the will be reviewed going forward and they'll see how that continues. Now, he is meeting with other leading government figures while he's here. So he is intending to discuss that with Premier Li Qiang tomorrow in more detail as well. There was many other topics discussed. Of course, we have the situation between the US and Venezuela, which is very prominent at the minute. And that was spoken about among a broader kind of discussion around unrest in the world and the situation with Ukraine and Russia. And the Taoiseach had kind of emphasized the importance of China's relationship with Russia and its relationship globally with other countries and how it may be able to have an impact on this. And both countries, both leaders did agree that the countries stand for peace and that that's something that they want to work towards. And hopefully they can do so with a better partnership between the two countries going forward.
So as you say, this trip comes at a critical, delicate time in terms of global diplomacy. What else did the two leaders say, though, about the particular trading relationship between Ireland and China and what that might look like going forward?
Yeah, so of course, Ireland is going to be taking up a very important role in the EU with the presidency later this year. So that is something that I think both leaders are very hopeful will strengthen both trade and just bilateral relationships between China and Ireland going forward. And we will put Ireland in a position to, I suppose, have more of a say in the situation. The Taoiseach did highlight the fact that we do have a lot of exports going to China. In terms of our dairy exports, I think it was close to €400 million to China in 2024. So these tariffs that are being imposed now would have an impact on us, absolutely. And that's going to be the focus of a lot of the talks going forward. Trade really is a key thing. I mean, for the duration of the trip, the Taoiseach wants to focus on trading with business leaders and investors across a broad range of sectors, and that's like financial services. Further and higher education are playing a huge role too, and students travelling to China or travelling to Ireland to study. It's all really boiling down to wanting to strengthen just the basic relationships between the two countries, and also political trust between the two countries is a big thing that China wants to improve as well.
When we talk about those rising global tensions, obviously that comes off the back of what we saw at the weekend in Venezuela. What did the Taoiseach say when he was asked specifically about that? Was he willing to condemn the US's actions?
It was very interesting because this is the first time the Taoiseach has spoken about the US's actions since the weekend. And there was no outright condemnation of what happened in Venezuela and the capture of the president and him being taken to New York. Now, Micheál Martin did say that the Irish government has never accepted the legitimacy of the Maduro regime and added that the leader did a lot of damage and was quite repressive. So he was very quick to criticise Maduro rather than the actions of US forces. However, he did say that he would have preferred a peaceful transition to democracy. But as you said, there was no clear condemnation of it. Now, we're in China, which is a country which has called for Maduro's immediate release and has strongly condemned the actions, saying that they're a violation of international law. So it was interesting to see him not take so much of a strong stance on it. And when he was asked about whether some world leaders, including himself, might be a bit reluctant to take such a strong stance because of the effect it might have on peace negotiations around Russia and Ukraine, he did say that there's a bit of realpolitik happening here, which would indicate that maybe they're trying to be a bit careful to not upset things. It's a very delicate time for a lot of global issues, and America is a very strong presence in a lot of these talks. So it does seem as if they're a bit conscious of that. But when he was asked if Ireland should pull back on its relationship with the US after these actions, he was firm on the need for engagement between countries now more than ever. So it seems that he believes staying on the good side of America is important now to move towards peace.
You speak of peace there, and you said both countries refer to the fact that they stand united for peace. Were there questions about Taiwan and what China's plans are now, and whether or not their desire to take over Taiwan has been fueled perhaps by what they've seen in Venezuela?
So the Taoiseach was asked if this did come up in the meeting, and he did clarify that he did raise that himself, that he raised the situation in Taiwan and he raised human rights in China as a whole, and more broadly speaking, and that was a topic of discussion. And he didn't really elaborate on what was said, but he did seem to feel positive about how the president engaged in the conversation, and seemed pretty hopeful that the matter is being taken seriously. But again, we just don't know exactly what happened in that meeting when that topic was brought up.
Okay, and President Xi didn't refer to it at all?
No, so we haven't actually spoken to President Xi directly, and we heard his opening remarks, and there was no mention of that in the opening remarks, unfortunately.
What is planned for the next 3 days then, Emily?
Yeah, so tomorrow he's going to be meeting with further and higher education representatives. So representatives from 12 Irish colleges and their Chinese higher education partners. There's been a lot of focus on that since he got here. He keeps kind of referencing the importance of this, and the importance of students both studying in China and Chinese students studying in Ireland. He's then moving on to Shanghai. So he'll fly to Shanghai tomorrow night. And when he's there, he's going to meet with the mayor, Gong Zhen. And he's also engaging again with a range of business leaders, as he did here in Beijing at a business dinner this evening. And again, focusing on trade, investment, tourism and food and beverages. There seems to be quite a focus on tourism when he gets to Shanghai and Tourism Ireland. He also mentioned today at the business dinner how it's great that we now have a direct flight from Dublin to Beijing, and how that's going to improve tourism to both countries. So these kind of developments that